Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
All been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love? That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
Oh. And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
How is everybody?
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us, our radio listening audience. And again, we'll bring to you a special show. I'm in a rush this morning at a special treat. My son took me to a special show, and I'm sort of rushing to get back to make sure I'm in the studio on time. So I hope that you are here and listening in as we bring to you this Sunday morning's broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. This morning, Imam Shaheed Shabazz has again a very, very good discussion. Discussion today will be on invisible slavery still controls African American people in the 21st century. As you can see by my breathing, I have been rushing to try to get here to get start the show on time. Slavery, you know, is knowledge that is hidden from the mind of the people. Most African Americans don't have a knowledge of their true past history. There are slaves on the plantation who were treated as animals. Their white slave owners told them that they were 3/5 of a human being. All of this was to demoralize the human spirit of the African American people. Once they were demoralized as a people, they began to see themselves as animals. Animals cannot speak. Animals are trained, and they will follow the training that they get. Human life and freedom is in proper human development. Proper human development is progress. This progress is the correct knowledge of the human mind and spirit development. This was taken from black slaves in America, and until the invisible mental slavery is undone, it will keep the African American people in mental bondage and self-hatred forever. This is why we are, as African Americans, hate ourselves and don't understand why. Thank you again. For those who are just coming in, you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. So once again, thank you for joining us. And as you see, there's going to be a powerful discussion with information that we all need to know. We must get to know ourselves before we can solve any problems that, we, that are existing with us today. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
Okay, that means I hope everybody can hear me.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, first of all, I would like to say to the listening audience, thank you for coming on today. Around the country, we can see that our Creator is giving us different types of weather, and He's doing this to also let us know He's in control. You know, and places like Florida, where it usually is always warm, now He's letting snow come near ice. But you know, history repeats itself. People, I start out this way. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, back during the beginning, thousands of years, there was a man lived in the east called Noah. And this man was trying to reach his people and tell them about a flood that was coming to destroy the world of all evil and wickedness. And he was trying to warn them that, listen, you need to give up your evil ways, because if you don't give up your evil ways, when a flood comes, it's going to destroy you. And there's no getting away from it, because Almighty God, the Creator, Allah, He knows all who's evil, and He knows all who's good. So I can't read your heart. I don't know what's inside of you, but I can look at your actions and know that they are evil actions, and God is all good. So if you worship in God, your actions will be constantly striving to be good, not to be bad. This man warned these people for 950 years, almost 1,000 years. And guess what? The majority of them, before Almighty God flooded the earth and destroyed all the wicked people, you know, one of the few people out of almost 1,000 years that got on the ark with that man. Every generation, from almost 10 generations, they rejected the truth. I'm saying that to say that history repeats itself. Today, most people reject the truth. Because why? Most people reject the truth because they love themselves and they love this world. And I've said often that, you know, I come out of this, I'm in this world too. It's a dunya. It's called a dead world. It's a dead world. And it's an evil world, Allah say, an evil world. So before we get started, we'll say our opening prayer. O Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, seer, best knower, best seer, all seeing, all wise, please help us to speak only that which will wake our souls and minds and hearts up to realize that we are only in this part of your creation for a fleeting moment. Bless us to understand that if we're not striving to live a righteous life according to your will, time is not on our side. Time is on the side of those who live a good life, who have faith and live a good life and encourage each other in good and righteousness. But time is against those who are oppressed and do evil and think evil and oppress themselves and oppress one another. So all praise is due to you. We pray that you remove us out the way so that what the people hear will be only your truth and nothing of our own, because you are all-knowing and I know nothing. So please use me and speak through me what you want the people to know, to warn them of the seriousness and the criticalness of the time we're in. We're in the last stages of evil, the last days of evil on your planet. And you gave evil respite. That respite is brought up. And you also gave people respite on this planet for a short time to test us to see who would be best in conduct. I mean, so people, with that said, I want to say that, you know, first of all, this is Black History Month. Someone told me that because, you know, I myself don't celebrate Black History Month. I celebrate every month praising Allah, the Creator. I celebrate every day and every month, every year, praising the Creator, knowing that it's not a month or a day that man has given me to recognize that my Creator created me and he got me in his creation and he sustains me. But Allah does that. Man have no power. But first of all, I want to come back to Black History Month in America. I just said this here, wrote it down. Black America, to accept Black History Month should be the greatest insult and disrespect to your intelligence as a people. Why? Why did I say this? Black, because Black history is world history. Because the Creator, Allah, the Creator of the world, created the world out of darkness into light. Check that out. I want you to think about that for a moment. In the world, in the beginning, it was darkness. There was no world. It was nothing but complete darkness, void, empty, nothing, darkness. And the Creator, he created everything we see out of darkness, out of blackness and darkness. The scientists right now are trying to, they don't want to give credit to the Creator, so they're trying to say that it all, the scientists then went all the way back to saying now that the world began from a black hole. See, they're trying to come home, but they want people to worship them. But they're on the right path. It didn't come from no black hole. It come from complete darkness. That's what they're trying to tell you. And when this whole world is done with its operation and it is its responsibility to the Creator, he's going to take this world out and it ain't going to be no world no more. It's going to be complete darkness again in this world. And then after we die physically, that ain't the end either. So don't think it's over. Don't think you're getting away with your evil and your wrongdoing. No, no, no. Even in your grave, if you're a good human being, lived a good life, Almighty God Allah said he will have his angels to comfort you. Comfort your soul while you're in the grave. Comfort you with your good deeds. And he said if you're an evil and wicked person, he will have the angels to torment you. You'll be tormented in your grave because of your wicked and evil living and evil deeds on his planet Earth here. This is something to think about, people. This is no game. I don't play games. I take life, faith, and the Creator the most serious because ain't nothing else really serious. Everything else is just really is secondary. The primary reason we're here is to worship and serve our Creator. So, yes, don't celebrate this month. Tell the white man you can have your Black History Month. Don't you know that the first man and the first woman created was black? If the world was created and it was out of darkness and blackness, Almighty God, he started everything from black. And then he brought everything out of black in the light. You got your light-skinned people, yellow, red, and all other colors. But every color comes from black. Adam and Eve was black. You can call them blue-black. Because Almighty God, Allah, said he created them out of black clay, earth, mud, and molded them into shape. And Adam and Eve is the mother and father of what? All human beings, the whole human race. So you see, Black America, you've been bamboozled. You've been had. You've been took. All of this meaning that you've been deceived into believing falsehood, false lies about who you are and where you come from. everybody got a connection with their history and their roots to come to America, except the black man and woman. The black man and woman don't even want to identify with Africa. Back when I was coming up in the 50s, and I won't be long, black was so ugly. Oh, man, they didn't, I remember a program, I'll just say this and I'll cut my part for this at this point. It was a white, black guy on TV. He was probably had a mixed family, black and white parent. Which nothing is wrong with that, as long as you got a spirit, a soul. But anyway, he cried and he was on like Steve Harvey or Oprah Winfrey, one of them shows. Anyway, he was crying. This young man was really crying. He said, "I don't know why God made me black. God must have made a mistake. I am supposed to be white." Now, that is the extent of how slavery has institutionalized us to hate our black skin, which is beautiful, and love white skin, which is nothing wrong with the skin, but it's pale. They get out in the sun and get a tan. Why they want a tan? They want to look like their mother and father. They want to look beautiful. Black is beautiful. Almighty God, Allah said the heavens don't show the beauty he put up there in the day. It's shown at night with the stars and the moon. You can see the beauty of the heavens. You can't see the beauty of the heavens in the day. And even when you look up in the heavens in the day and at the sea, they both appear to be blue, don't they? But they are not blue, they're clear. That's the same way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the white man and woman blonde hair, blue-eyed devil. They got blue eyes and they're very deceitful. They are a deceitful race of people. You can call this racism if you want to. That's your business. This ain't no racism. This undoing racism. And showing you that if the white people, like they have trained black people to act like animals and destroy themselves, they are slaves just to do that. Because I got a movie by Lou Gossett Jr. He said it's a word called Mbubu or something in Africa, and it means family. And he said that means that God created all people as one family, and if one human being hurt another human being, they're hurting the whole human race, and if they help another human being, they're helping the whole human race. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Imam Shaheed Shabazz. On the reality of the Creator, doing a beautiful teaching discussion today. And we want to thank Almighty Allah for blessing us with an Imam who can bring the truth from the Quran to us with understanding, so that we will have no excuse if we did not hear and obey. Hear and obey, yet he's teaching strong on your history today. And people, our problem is that we not only don't know our history, but when somebody try to tell us about it, we don't want to believe what they're telling us. We still want to have the white man as our slave master over us, telling us everything about ourselves. But he knows nothing. He is not us. He doesn't know our history. He tell our history. He only knows what he was told, and then he deceives you because he doesn't like everything he's heard, especially the good, especially the part where you were ruler, especially how strong, how you built nation. He wants to get that credit. But he lies to you, uses reverse psychology on you, and tells you about history, his history, as though it's your history, and tell you about your history as though it's his history. So all you're getting is more confusion and frustration. And you don't want to know yourself and don't want to believe yourself. But people, we are here today like to know that it's invisible slavery, as the man says, that still controls you in this 21st century, will end and must end. You will get to know yourself because it's the only way you're going to survive. That's the means of your survival. Getting to know and accept who you are, what you are, and the fact that your Creator created you differently in life that. And he's given to you blessings and abilities that others really don't have. and made you the ruler of the planet Earth. He's blessed you to build civilization that no other race of humans can say they built. He blessed you to build their civilization. And for this, you must be grateful and understand where you came from. But why do you build for everybody else? You build for everybody else, but you don't build for yourself. It's a shame. This may end time. It's going to be the difference between your survival. Yes, on Earth. Whether you do for self and do for self. It's too late now for trying to reach out to others and know yourself and your needs. And the Lord's making this manifest daily. Lord, thank you, Master. He's the boss. I want to let you know again that you are listening to a Sunday morning broadcast of the Master He's the boss. We have quite a few listeners today, and we thank a lot for this guest that we do have today. We have on here a guest that's 202-320-2891. I'm trying to. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Sister Ella Tula, Ella Matthew. Yes, Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Yes, sister. We're glad to have you with us. Is there any comments or questions that you have?
Well, you know, I just wanted to piggyback on what was said earlier about Almighty God's creation, Almighty Allah. He created all things in the heavens and the earth, you know, in a number of days. And he didn't do it because he was tired. You know, that's just what he chose to do in the time he wanted to do it. And surely he says that we are from one soul, all created from one soul. And truly that's Adam. And then came Eve, you know, and the rest of the generations and so forth and so on, you know, and nationalities and ethnicities. So alhamdulillah for all of that, you know what I'm saying? I give praise and honor to Almighty God because he's omnipotent, all-powerful, and there's none like unto him. But I'm not going to get into a controversy as to what color is dominant or whatever else. You know, I'm not going to get into all of that, but we all know. We have a general idea, too, you know, as to where, what land Adam and Eve first dwelled in on earth after they were thrown out of heaven and rejected because of the evil enticement of Satan, you know, who made them forget and got them out of their true selves, you know. They were living in nakedness and they knew nothing about this. And so when they disobeyed Allah to Allah, you know, Satan wanted to reveal to them, you know, and he told them they would no more, you know, and live forever or whatever, which was a lie. But they began to know of their nakedness and were shamed and everything else. But anyway, they fell and they came to live on earth in hatred and resentment, you know, and all the other things that go along with the life of this world full of deceit and this and that and this and that because they were thrown out of heaven and this was a, you know, land to dwell in now on earth. But just to get the story short is that we all are created, you know, from our forefathers that came before us, and we should learn how to get along with one another, you know, care for one another, accept one another, because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, he created us of nations and tribes so that we will know each other, you know, get to know each other. You know, that means we learn from one another, we share with one another, and we help one another, you know. And truly he did this to see who is best amongst those who he created, best in their actions and their deeds. So we just have to constantly remember that we live together in this world, and we try to live, honor and obey him, and to do things to his pleasure, to please him at the utmost. And that's all I wanted to add to that.
All right, Imam Shahid Shabazz. I didn't know if you wanted to comment or not, but that's a beautiful, beautiful definition. And of course, all the truth comes from the Quran, that the way that the way in the creation of man. And
I wanted to just comment, and yeah, I wanted to comment if you know, give me opportunity. I wanted to come in and say she's done a beautiful job. I like the way she expressed herself and explained from the Quran. She didn't come from herself. She came from the clear evidence of Allah in the Quran. And everything she said was can be confirmed by the word, the truth of Almighty Allah. So I really thank Allah for her participation today, because everybody's participation helps if they are sincere and if they're striving to obey Almighty Allah. And as she said, try to get to know each other and not hate each other. We're not here for that. We're here, Allah, our creator, is love. And he said he created the nature of love and goodness, his goodness in every human soul. So by nature, every human being is good, like the sister said. But in order to come back to that goodness, you got to come back to the remembrance of Allah. You got to come back to know that you ain't your creator, that you don't wake yourself up. You don't breathe air on your own. Your body don't function by itself. So many things let us know that we have a creator, not some, but a creator, because we see one order in the heavens and the earth working everything. And Allah says in the Quran also, if there had been more than one creator, God, we would see confusion in the heavens and earth. But we don't see confusion in the heavens and earth. Where do we see confusion at? In the humans, in the human being. Why? Because the human being has cut itself off from all nature by rejecting Allah's signs, which lead to Allah's what? Truth. And Allah's truth leads us to his reality. And Allah's reality is what? Unseen. So the things we see are not the reality of Allah, nor the reality of his world. The reality of Allah is eternal and unseen, and the not things, but the good in this world is the same good in this world. It's spiritual good. It lasts forever. So Allah says here in the Quran that it is not our, you know, material wealth, nor our following in people, children, none of this, these things that will bring us closer to him in the steps, stages, and degrees. He says only our faith, good intentions, and good deeds. So I just wanted to add to that by saying that. And I had something here that I had wanted to share with you all, too, because this is Black History Month, but it's still always about the human race. But they the ones, the Caucasian or the so-called whites, that gave us a month and says a Black History. We celebrate our history for a month. The human race history is the same history. So it should be the history of the world every day, not a month. We've been given, and as Sister Cologne said, the Black man and woman began civilization. The Black man and woman civilized the European, civilized the Arab, civilized the Jews. It was Black Muslims that did this here. Before there was any even so-called white people or light-skinned people, it was nothing but Black people. These people, Black people, yes, the sister said, and she right, all people come from Adam, and Allah made Adam from his root, his spirit, he made him a soul. And then he took from him and made Adam and made him a soul mate, Eve. He said there was Adam was a male, Eve was a female, but when he put his love and mercy between their hearts, they became one soul. So they are the mother and father of all people, so we should be one human what? Race and one soul. So there's one creator, one creation, and one human spirit, a human soul. And I do want to say with that, inshallah, if I can, Black America, let's stop trying to let's stop the self-hatred and try to love and understand one another. We need it more than anybody else in other race. In order for this to happen, we must reject all the lies and misinformation white America have taught us. For over 500 years, we must have a revolution of our minds, to clear our minds of false knowledge and self-hatred. We need a new knowledge, a knowledge of truth, of our true, past roots before white America took us from Africa and made us their slaves. This process is called evolution of the mind. Evolution means to change, to grow, and evolve. The human mind and spirit must be fed true knowledge and understanding. True knowledge will free the mind and spirit. Black America, you have not been taught true knowledge of yourself. Like the co-host said, you have been, they use reverse psychology. The way we are acting now towards each other as blacks is the way white people were acting when they came to America, and we the Muslims that they brought over here, we civilized them. They didn't know how to even clean their own bodies. They didn't know how to grow food. They didn't know how to survive. We taught them how to survive. We raised their children. We built this country supposedly for us, but they said, no, we built it for them. And that's the way they still think, especially with this president you got in there today. He's truly showing you this is the white America. And why did they call the White House, when a black man built the White House? Laid out the architecture, Benjamin Banneker, huh? Built all of Washington, D.C. But everything is white. Everything white is supposed to be right. Everything black is supposed to be bad. Is this an accident? No, it ain't no accident. It's to keep you in mental and psychological institutional slavery forever, thinking that all black is bad. As I said before, if all black was bad, why did Allah create everything he created out of darkness into light? Why? Why did he? And he said on the day of resurrection and judgment, when we are resurrected from the grave, we're going to be resurrected in complete darkness, except for those who have his light. He said they'll be able to see. And then he said those who don't have, who can't see, they're going to say, oh, Allah, oh, Almighty God, why you raise us up blind when in the old earth we had sight before? And Allah said he's going to tell them, you had sight before, but you used that sight to turn away from me. You didn't want to understand me. You turn away from my light, and you put yourself in spiritual and mental darkness, so you didn't want to see me then on the earth, and you won't see me now. And those will be the people who will be in the darkness, and they won't be able to see that bridge that take you over and take you into Jannah or paradise called the Sirat. The bridge over troubled waters. Hell is called troubled waters in a way when we was growing up too, because it's trouble down there. It's trouble down here. We're in a symbolic hell down here now. So I want to say this, Black America, you've been miseducated of the knowledge of yourself, and white people have given, Caucasian people have given you the knowledge of their self. Man, you act like them, and they act like we act civilized. When you used to go to school, and the co-host, when she said this, when you know we used to say when a black was talking with intelligence and saying their words and using the right adverbs and verbs or whatever, talking proper, we call them trying to be white. They weren't trying to be white. They were being themselves. White people, that didn't even know how to hardly talk like animals and come out of the cave. We taught them. And what they did was gave us their animalistic ways and took our civilized ways from us by, like the sister said, teaching us reverse psychology of our history and ourselves, and gave us their history and took our history away from us. So black African Americans, don't accept this 1 month as a month to tribute you, give a tribute to you for what you've done in the world. Almighty God created you as caliphs, rulers, and builders of civilization. Yes, and he done it after he blessed Africa, so-called Africa, to become, it was really Asia, meaning the land of the blacks. And all the east over there, the people are people of color, Asiatic people, and they didn't become civilized until Allah raised up Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago, and he taught them the book of civilization for all people. It's called the Holy Quran. And this book is the book that Allah taught Adam and Adam, like the sister said, when he was in the garden before he fell to the deception of Satan. And then him and the Satan and Eve too, they all got cast down here on this earth where they will be tested with evil and good. So in order for you to come back to your right nature, you must stop desiring evil, black people. You must stop, you must learn, you must start reading, stop playing so much. Stop this old slang talking. Stop this old, don't care how you talk. You hear a little black woman more than any other woman in any race cussing out their little bitty babies in their arm. You hear black people on the buses and the subways all over the country, in cabs, in the hospital, cursing elderly people be around. They don't even have no respect. So we were robbed of our integrity. So you going to let them give you 1 month to say you're intelligent, and all the other 11 months you crazy in hell, and you showing them it's true? So black people, stop this self-hatred. You are a sleeping giant if you only study your past history, and your past history is Islam. It's Islam, whether you want to accept it or not. And the thing that America fear more than, the American government fear more than an atomic bomb, they fear correct Islam in America, and the Jews do too, and correct Islam in the world. So the Quran is correct Islam. Now, when we practice what we want to believe, Bidda, our own innovations, we go astray from the Quran. But if you only follow the Holy Quran and follow the life example of the man Allah revealed the Quran to, Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, and his sunnah is the Quran. What is the sunnah? It's life example. It is the Quran. So if we want to be like our Prophet Muhammad and help change this world back to the world that Allah created it good, righteous, and just, don't just read the Quran every day, all the time. Strive to live according to the laws and rules and regulations of Allah in the Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you, thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz teaching today. This is Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I'm going to thank him very much, very much for the beautiful, beautiful teaching that he's bringing to us. While he was teaching on this show today, it really got me to thinking, people. And I was thinking about how we are being taught as a people. We use terminology of black and white, and we refer to, it's as though we're referring to all human beings. And we use this terminology almost to see two different people. And that's it. When there are many different colors, it's the same people on earth. But something we never hardly address, and that is, and we are taught this in the Quran, what about the jinn? We are told that there are so-called people on earth, the existences on earth, who look and walk like people. They have 2 feet. They look just like human beings, but they are not human beings. Okay, so who are they? Who is this existence? They are called the jinn. The jinn. All right, we never talk about the jinn. What about the jinn? Who is the jinn? How do you identify the jinn? These are the people that we are really talking about who are our enemies. They have no color. They have an existence. And many times that no color is called because there was a creation that came later on in life. Many thousands of years later, and without a color that they call white. And this is what we are confusing people. What does all this really mean to us as a people? And this last creation, the white, as it's called, the white, well, the white race, they all call it, as they call it, is the one who is trying to rule over everybody until it's still and take everything for everybody today. But among the jinn, there are those also who believe in our Allah and the Holy Quran. They are good. But among the so-called human beings, there are those who have been accepted and believe in the ideology that the jinn has taught them. And the jinn is also identified. And remember, years ago, they always said those of evil who did all this evil, and they were always pointing to our people, were pointing to them as being the devils. Oh, they're nothing but devils. You have to be careful of them. They mean no good and mean you no good. And they will tell our people this. Okay. So this is what we have to understand. But we are not just talking about human beings. We have to identify the jinn and know that we're talking about the jinn who is in opposition. And that's what the war is against. Humans and jinns are good and evil. And how do you identify them? By their conduct and their character. If it's not
right.
a character, good conduct is a character, what evil conduct? Then you know who your enemy is. And people, you have to understand this. If you see somebody out killing up people, innocent lives, taking innocent lives, for nothing, especially basically of one color, and these people are of another color, and they're destroying lives from babies and children on to shooting them down, or what does it tell you about that? Is that really a people? Is that really a human being? Who are they? It's the mentality that goes. And we're talking about the base because we have good and evil and all. We have good people, good among the jinn people. We have good among the human beings. And we have evil among them. So we're identifying, basically, we are identifying mentality, that conduct that you have to become aware of that exists. Otherwise, you are allowing yourself to be destroyed. And this is what I just want to sort of remind us of, that we have to at some point begin to talk about the jinn and identify the jinn, because that is the enemy. And not think that everybody's human beings and, oh, you're talking about that, you shouldn't talk about them because you're all one. That's not what the Quran is even telling you. Not what the Bible is telling you. The Bible has identified them, because that's where we got a lot of the information when we came along studying the Bible, because it wasn't with a lot of these lies at that time, and the information was very similar to Islam, and they called them the devil, and had us to be aware of it. And then they used the term jinn sometimes. So therefore, we have to understand the reality that we are talking about people with a soul. That's what they said, the jinns are without a soul. Yes, the human beings have a soul. And this is what this whole war is about, good and evil. This is what's happening today, and this is what we have to try to get to understand, this level of thinking and knowledge and knowing. And now I give you back Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, and that was very beautiful. I'm glad you mentioned the jinn. I'm glad you mentioned the jinn race, because the law of the Creator do say in the Quran there are people among the jinn's own race who get together with people, among Satan followers, and they, what they do is they plan evil against the good people. You see, he says a jinn race on this earth, and jinns are not, like the sister said, they're not spirit, they don't have a soul. Jinns are made of fire. Fire is symbolic of burning, destruction. So these people are called, the original name was Gentile. And these Gentile, if you look up the word Gen means evil, and Tile means poison. So these people are people on the earth to poison people's minds with falsehood, with lies, so that people will think they're following the truth when they're really following a lie. They are tricksters. Because their father is Satan. He's the chief jinn. And guess what? Allah called him the chief deceiver. So he got followers among human beings, and he got followers among the jinns. And I do want to share this with everybody, because if you're serious about faith, and you're serious about the judgment day, and you're serious about heaven and hell on the other side, not on this side, then you need to know that the jinns on this earth and Satan, they have won the battle on this earth with most people. They have claimed most of the people on this earth. And for you few people that they ain't got, I want to tell you, I want to share with you, this is how they won't get you. Now, how have they got most people? Because most people don't believe in the unseen. The jinn's job is to get people to believe in the things they see and to disbelieve in the unseen. Allah says in the Holy Quran, This is my book, the Quran. In my book is guidance, you without doubt to those who what? Fear me and believe in the unseen. So though we can't see Allah, he see you. You ain't never alone. Allah's always there. Allah say when the jinns get together and plan the evil or the destruction of the human souls, all human souls, he right there watching them. He got them under control. But he won't stop them from leading you astray if you have ulterior motives coming into Islam or faith in Almighty God. You must have pure intentions, like a baby. You can't say no baby is evil. A baby is born pure with the nature of good. And the baby nature is our true nature. It's innocence. Adam's nature was innocent before Satan introduced him to evil. He was innocent. He didn't know nothing but good. He didn't know nothing but the goodness of Allah. And until we get back to just seeing no evil, knowing no evil, speaking no evil, and doing no evil, we have not got back to our Lord. And we don't have a long time to do that. And in this statement, I want to say that Allah said on the day of judgment, after he judged all the people, countless people, he say out of every 1,000 humans or people he created, 99 going to hell and only one going into paradise. Sisters and brothers, you best try to be in that number by having a sincere heart, good intentions to please God, your creator, Allah, and not yourself. And that's the only way you can be saved from the evil of this world and the evil of the jinn human and the jinn evil, fiery, nature killers that follow Satan with him. They're not spirits. They're soulless. They have created a fire in the nature to burn things up to destroy. See, fire destroys things. You start a fire in this house, if you don't put that fire out, this fire burn the whole neighborhood up. That's the nature of the jinn. This is his job. The jinn's job is to destroy all human souls. And he told Allah that. He said, since you give me respite, Satan, he said, I'm going to get them all on there. I'm going to have them all following my evil ways. You ain't even going to recognize them as being human beings. You created with the nature of good in them no more. They going to take evil to be their good. And ain't we living in a time like that where people, the majority of people, will accept the lie before they accept the truth? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
as-salam.
Now, Shahid Shabbat is teaching on the reality of a creator. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, our beautiful audience. And now we want to let you know that if there are any comments that you would like to make, any questions you would like to answer, ask, push the number one button. Hit number one on your phone and join us. We will see your number in the studio. We will see your phone number, and we will have you to come on and give us some feedback. We do have another number here that's been here quite a while, since the beginning of the show, basically. And that number is 202-413-2512 number. We know that number because of the support this person has given us for some time now. So at this time, I would like to know if there is any comments or questions that you have.
I just wanted to interject, you know, truly, you know, we're all still learning, and our understanding of certain things may not always be, you know, exactly as Allah says it should be, you know, and we should know the book fully, you know, and the words fully. Even the encyclopedia, the dictionaries doesn't give you a firm understanding as to what jinns are. Truly, they are created of fire, J-I-N-N. And as far as the Gentiles, they are supposed to be non-Jewish, you know, or of a different area here. You know, we're talking about perhaps, you know, not Mormons and, you know, other relating to Christian as distinguished from a Jew. But anyway, mashallah for all of that. Allah does speak about, you know, the jinns and, I mean, the Gentiles, the Sabians, and the Christians, and so forth and so on, in the Holy Quran. So alhamdulillah, you know, we must come to a clear understanding as well. Then jinns, yes, they are good jinns and evil jinns all around us, you know. They live normal lives. They have families and they have children. And, you know, I'm just saying, you know, truly they are created of fire, but we must be aware, too, that, no, they do influence the human beings, you know, here, there, or wherever. We don't always see them, you know, and so forth. We just don't know who they are, where they are, or whatever else, but they do live within the earth and around us. But mashallah, you know, Allah is the know of all things. Allah kulli shay'in qadir.
Amen. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. Walaikum salam. Walaikum salam. Who's this?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, thank you. Alhamdulillah. And everybody that's on the show. Alhamdulillah. Thank you
thank
for
you.
The show. Alhamdulillah. I wanted to comment on the word, the African-American topic. We know that
yes.
The word black is an adjective, and we're not adjectives. So everyone has an origin. So we're Africans. We came to this country by force, not by choice. And because we were forced to come here, we have a very unique situation in this country because we have built this country. I wanted to say that. All praise to
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah.
And also, you know, I would like to say also, you know, we as people, as human, the human race, we must all, you know, understand the origin of what, you know, what human beings are here for. What's the purpose of existence?
Mm-hmm.
It is to be obedient. Regardless of what family you came from, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to choose to do right. You want to do right, you want to get right in your life, do right. You get what you give out.
That's right.
It's simple. Allah made this easy. He made everything easy. It's us that make it complex because we always want to put our stuff in it. Nah, you're in your own way.
That's right.
You know? Just obey and submit. And when you have trumpets, when you have trials, that trials is just meant to strengthen you. You know?
That's right.
It's just meant to strengthen you. And I would like to say for us having what you call free will, you know, the free will is given to us as a choice, hoping that, you know, a person would want to submit their will. Because the free will can be dangerous, you know.
That's right.
It can be very, very dangerous. That's what's going on, you know, with the wrong and the right. There's more devils on earth than humans, number one.
That's right.
And if you know these people are working against you, and if you're trying to do what's right, then you need not be around people like that. Okay? That's very important. You have a right to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a right to choose, right?
Yeah, the company
yes.
you're around, that's right. You have a right to choose. That's
we
right.
have a right to choose. But society, this society functioned as the opposite of the true nature in which it was intended to.
Yes.
That's because man's will is not in accord with Almighty God's will. It's going to be trouble at all times, you
right.
know. So therefore, you're not living according to what Allah says doing. You live in your own way, you know, not His way.
Right, right,
that's right.
And so, you know, the nature is to nature of things is to be in accord with the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We wasn't born of our own accord. We came here for a reason. It's not a coincidence that you, one who made it out of all the cells that was destroyed, seeded. So you were born winner, number one. You were born to do great things.
That's
and
right.
That's right.
You knocked down when you feel like you've been broken. When you feel like you've been knocked down, broken, left out, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you can pick yourself up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And how many hurdles
mm-hmm.
you can go over. You got to go over
mm-hmm.
hurdles to the height.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's just like when a person catch a cold. I may have caught a cold, but my sister didn't catch it. So whoever caught something is the one that the Lord wants to use to warn the other people. If you feel that you have knowledge of something, please, people, and your family, teach. Charity starts at home. Teach your family, and then go out and teach the word.
Mm-hmm.
Satan runs through the system like blood runs through our veins.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot avoid problems. This life is meant to be a trial.
That's right.
But you have a right.
Yeah,
you have a right. You have a right to fight. How do you fight troubles? By staying with the Lord. He's going to make a way for you. But if
fine,
you
that's good. Fight
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He'll make a way because he hears your
mm-hmm.
cries. But the ones mm-hmm. who's ungrateful, they think they know everything, you can't tell them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm tired of hearing their mouth. Give them what they want. They want the world, give them the world.
That's right.
But when you humble,
the allowance is the choice. Right.
Yes. He loves to provide. Oh, Lord, help us. So keep crying and begging and asking for forgiveness, because if you've done something to someone, forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. If your heart is hard, and when your heart is hard, you cannot get the benefit that he has for you. Thank you.
That's right. Well, thank you. That was very well put. But I do want us to respect each other on the program. Let one person finish talking before we come in, because everybody is speaking good. I'm enjoying the program. It ain't my program, like Sister said. It's our program. And I'm grateful to both of the Muslim sisters in coming on and giving their input. It's very good. That's what we always been wanting. I done told so many people around the country about the program. One pastor came on and said he thought it was a great show. He gave out great information. And so we own our job, so you know, on the program. So that's all of us to come on. But, you know, yeah, just let one person finish, if you will, if you don't mind. And then that way, and then, you know, you come on. Because my mother taught me, I mean, I'm a singer, and she taught me you can sing together, but you can't talk together. And Allah says he give us two ears and one tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. I didn't really start learning Islam as long as I was talking a lot, and I was reading the Quran and talking, and for about 30 years. I was thinking that I knew the Quran and making the same mistakes over and over again. It wasn't until I learned how to shut my mouth and start listening that and observing that I started learning. Because I knew that everybody that was saying, you know, some things about my character, they couldn't be wrong. Not everybody, you know. It was too many people. So, you know, I began to examine myself. And that's one of the biggest things, like the sister was talking. We need to do self-evaluation on ourselves every day. And Prophet Muhammad did say the greatest struggle, jihad, fight we got is against our own false, ungodly desires.
Right.
That's all. That's all I wanted to say.
And also, thank you.
Yes, Father, we do always listen to someone else. In this show, we have different shows. Actually, we spoke before, it's called Discussion. In a discussion or feedback, we have people to come among each other, with each other. Someone is saying something, and a person agrees, they make a little comment to show that they agree. And this is a discussion, is what it's about. Or they might even ask a question while the other person is talking. So that's the difference. I actually spoke with a talk show like that, where you're really talking together, talking with one another, and that's the difference, having a discussion together. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Mainly we just allow someone to speak and then someone to say something. And every now and then we might have an essay discussion of the talk show that it's actually supposed to be.
That's okay.
We want to say everybody's doing good. They're doing great with their comments.
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment.
The session was really, really beautiful. We want to thank her for that. The comments that she did make, all of them, all both sisters, everyone has just had a lot of wisdom to share today.
Absolutely.
And we're grateful for that wisdom.
May I make
so
a comment?
Sometimes we don't feel like talking and saying that much, and then other times we're really, really anxious because we have it all there. It doesn't always come at one time.
That's right. May I make a comment, Sister Isla?
Oh, yes, you may. Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you. Just real short. I want to say, because of our uniqueness, you know, I'll try. No one has been ostracized, belittled, mistreated, downtrodden, oppressed like we have. And then when you get this beautiful light of Islam, you get this peaceful way of life. It's given to you as a gift. That's the greatest mercy anybody can have. Your parents are not Muslim. He chose it for us from his mercy. So what are we going to do with it? Are you going to let the biological clock go by? We get gray hair, we get old, and have not warned people? Our job is to warn people. You know, go share what we know. Share the love. It's like air. Everybody needs it, like food, peace.
That's
you
right.
Know? Even the Jehovah's Witness would be on the street teaching.
That's right.
You know? Yes. Real fast, leadership. For those people who don't have men in their homes, they don't have leadership, don't make no excuses. You're the single mother household. Whatever problem, situation you got, fix it. You can fix it. You can change it. Don't swallow in your sadness because Satan will try to break you at your weakest trial.
That's right.
Mashallah. Create joy in your life because you know you're blessed. Always know that you have options, and a lot of people don't have options, so know that you're blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that did remind me, actually we did quite a bit. We reminded people last week about how the Jehovah's Witnesses and everybody goes out. They reach the people with their messages. But we are so-called, we're the Muslims. We are supposed to be out there in the streets and walking the streets like the prophets. But we are not. We take this message and hold it to ourselves, and we will have to pay a price. We'll be responsible for that. Because the message is to receive it and give it with others, share it with others, take it to others, those who are searching and looking for the truth and for the right way. We are supposed to be out there calling them in, showing them the right way. But yet most of us will take this and use this among ourselves for the discussions we all know. And it's for each of us to be out there too. And thank you very much for that reminder because you're so right.
Okay.
And I thank both of you for the reminder because I've been blessed to be out there for 43 years doing Dawah. I was talking to an imam here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He don't mind me calling his name, Imam Khalid Grigg. I met him when I first came to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, from Durham, North Carolina. I was walking all over the streets at night and day with a backpack. Like the prophet, I was selling stuff. That's how I earned my living. And I got threats and all kinds of stuff. Then when I got up here in Winston-Salem, I've been up here 30 years. I got in his community. His community is called Community Mosque. And they are Community Mosque because they do have something for the people, like on Saturdays. I'm very proud of North Carolina and the growth here because this is a state that was very racist. In fact, they got a museum in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, called Salem Lot. It's dedicated to the witches. And so to see this place change like this, you know Allah is really moving on this earth, and Allah is really bringing about the change himself because Allah say, during the time of the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, if y'all don't help y'all leader, it is no matter. I helped him when he was in the cave. It was only him and one other companion, and they had a little army coming to kill them. But who protected them? I protected them with a spider's web and a bird's nest. So Allah is so miraculous. If Allah is with you, no one can be against you. And if Allah is against you, no one can be for you.
Alhamdulillah.
Appreciate you all.
We do have another sister that we haven't given a chance. We'll give her a chance to come in again before the show ends. And that's the sister Masu, I believe, who came on earlier. So, sister, do you have anything to say at this time?
No, sister. I appreciate being on this program today. You know, I enjoyed the teach. You know, alhamdulillah, we learners, all learners from the cradle to the grave. We thank Allah with guidance, you know, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, subhanallah, wallahi azimi, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, thank you.
And thank you for coming on, too, and enjoyed the comments that you've made. Everything is the truth and comes from Quran. And we want to reach those who have not been reached who are out in the audience and let them know, give them the truth to think about. But they've been given false information, deceptive information. Now we're giving them the true information, the true knowledge that we want them to think about. And we pray that after their thoughts, that we lead them to the right way and right direction, back to their Creator.
Yes. Excuse me, Sister Cole, I want to send condolences on behalf of our family to Sister Amatullah. She lost her brother, Sister Amatullah.
Yes.
Our heartfelt condolences on behalf of our community to your family.
Yes, you have our prayers and our du'as, prayers, and you know, may Allah forgive them and may Allah grant them a favorable judgment on the day of judgment.
Amen.
Yes, and he's most fair. That's right. He gives you exactly what you earn. Alhamdulillah. Rabbalah. I'm
with you.
Shukram. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. All right, Imam Shabazz, is there anything this time? That's just being a little, I like to sometimes recite a surah from the Quran, and there was a couple of ayats here that I was reading that I want to recite to remind us of the originator of creation. And it says, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, who created out of nothing the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four pairs. He adds to creation as he pleases, for Allah has power over all things.
For Allah
out of his mercy doth bestow on mankind, there is none who can withhold. What he doth withhold, there is none who can grant apart from him. And he is the thought and power, full of wisdom. Yes, indeed. So I just want to remind us that we all must remember that everything is from Allah. Think about his creation and what he has created and how he has created. And any time he can wipe his creation out and bring in another one. So that is easy for him. He is the source of all things, power, wisdom, beauty, and truth. They all come from him. It is evil that deceives and plots in the dark. All
knowledge
is with Allah. The things that are good and pure and true are things that are from Allah. And they are not as the things that are evil, deceitful, and false. That's just how you know the difference between the jinn and the human being. Their conduct. That which is evil and false, deceitful, and that which is good and true. And we all have that conscience to know and see that. So we know a person by their deeds. Allah is free of all needs. It is we that need him. Let us seek his love and live. His message will save us from wrong. While dark is the fate of those who reject him. Praise and glory to him, the cherish of all things.
Allahu Akbar, Salak al Azim. Allah speaks the truth. Allah's words are true. So, you know, I don't know how much time we got, but I'll just say a few comments. I want to first of all thank everybody that participated. It was a wonderful show. It wasn't just about black history, but it was about world history. And I wanted to say that, as the sister said, Allah created, only jinns and humans to worship him. So you do have jinns that worship Allah, and you got a small group of human beings that worship Allah. But Allah said they are only a small group. But Allah is not concerned about numbers. Allah is concerned about sincerity. Prophet Muhammad said religion or deen, way of life, is sincerity. So this is what we need to work on. And Allah say, if your religion is because of your birth or where your land you come from or because of what you was raised up on, he say, make your faith in him more personal between you and him. And where is he at? He's inside of you. If you don't connect with Allah in you, in your soul, then you can read the Quran, his book, all you want. You'll never understand him. Allah says he speaks to the human being in our intelligence, but how do he speak to through his words in the Quran? Every word of Allah in the Quran from the beginning to the end is spiritual. Allah is spiritual. The Quran is not a physical book. It uses the physical creation to teach us about the spiritual creator that created it and his purpose for creating it. And it's all for good. He created all creation for good, you know, and he created us for good. He created us to love each other, as this both sisters, all sisters have said, because I'm the only brother, I believe. And it's been very beautiful, and I really thank y'all again for participating. You surprised me, but I appreciate it because I know that we all have been blessed with some good, and I know all of you, and you have some. All of you have some good insight, spiritual insight, and I'm appreciative that you're sharing it with the listening audience, because we must take this message of Islam to the world. But the best way to take it to Islam, especially for you sisters, is to live it. Live by the Quran. Aisha, a wife of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with her, she was talking to someone, and she told them, they didn't know the Prophet, they hadn't seen him. But she told them, she said, this book, she had the Quran, she showed the Quran to him. She said, he is this book, he's the walking Quran, this book God, Allah revealed to him. He lives every word from every page, from the beginning to the end. So that is his life, the Quran. And when we become this way, let our life be predicated on trying to let the words of Allah take our life over. And as the sister said about free will, if you really have intelligence, you'll understand you don't have free will, because when we use our will to be free to do what we want to do, what we do, destroy ourselves. Our will, we have free will to submit to the will of Allah. And when you submit to the will of Allah, you become free. What do you become free from? Evil. All evil. Allah will protect you from evil when you submit your whole heart, your whole will, to his divine will. And I want to say this in my conclusion. Allah said he didn't put no two hearts in our one body, meaning you can't worship Allah and live in this evil world and doing evil things at the same time. You either going to serve Allah, and like the sister say, Allah don't accept our wrong, but he do accept repentance and change. And Allah said he or she that sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she that have committed no sin. Assalamu alaikum.
Blake Maslam. Thank you, thank you. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. I think we might have about 2 minutes left now, and we want to allow Imam Shahid Shabazz at this time to make a last comment or to go on and close out with a prayer.
Well, I want to close out with a prayer that is so beautiful that Allah called this prayer right here. He said, if you just, read this prayer, just the opening prayer called Al-Fatiha, or the opening, he said this prayer covers 3/3 of the Quran, meaning that if you read this prayer and you strive sincerely to live it, you'll be living, actually practicing the whole of the Quran. It's called Fatiha. I want to just recite it in English for the people that we are maybe in the audience. Most of them may not know Arabic, and we are, our language is English anyway. We was born here in America. With the name, Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Assalamu alaikum.
Amen. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, for joining us this morning. Our radio listening audience, join us again next Sunday, and again, invite others to join also, and be a guest. That means be someone who will give some feedback to the show. We really want to hear from you, and this is what it's all about. We thank Allah for the beautiful sisters who came up and gave such wonderful comments today.
Yes.
Once again, next Sunday, same time, for Imam Shahid Shabazz, radio broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
We're your friend, we're your neighbor, and we'll lend a hand.
all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present to give love, and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love? What I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly. No matter how evil the world gets, and we won't change no matter how mean people get, and we won't change no matter how cold people get, because we know that love can conquer all, and we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind, that final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace.